Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Aloha, the good time girl. It's Sunday. I slip my tan young body into a blue serge suit. I love the way it feels. Tossing a hibiscus flower into my goldfish bowl, I light a tie stick and watch my pet angelfish die. I guess the water wasn't the right temperature. Life's funny that way. I wonder what Wally's up to these days. I haven't seen him since I set his little sister on fire. It was just a joke. Boy, nobody knows how to laugh anymore. Too bad about Wally. I really thought we had something special. Oh well, easy come, easy go. Reaching for a bottle of Molson Ale, I pop the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better that way. I'm a fun girl. Why can't I keep a guy? Why ask why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky. Meet some guy. Get married. Have kids. Settle down. Nah. Why spoil a good thing?
Hello, handsome. How do you do? Hello, handsome. What a brew. Hello, handsome. Care to bowl? We're the handsome coffee roaster.
Today,
got the best looking
brew. Got some hot and ever Java. Just for you,
the most attractive coffee
you've ever seen.
It's handsome, roasted coffee
bean.
Hello, handsome.
Hey, look out.
It's the fellas
with
handsome coffee. Michael, Chris, and Tyler.
Hello, Apple
Sisters. Hello, handsome.
Say, how do you get that coffee to be so handsome?
Yeah, it must be real difficult and complicated.
It's just three easy steps.
Step one.
We start with science to make our coffee so darn handsome.
Wow-wee, science?
Every unattractive bean goes through our vintage, fully restored and customized Probot UG22 coffee roaster and comes out handsome.
Ooh!
Careful, it's science.
Science was tricky.
Step two, perky, perky, percolator.
Say, how do you get the handsome from the bean?
Our world champion barista wrangles the handsomeness right out of the bean.
Wow, that's one hot brew.
What a wrangle made too.
Step three, drip, 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 and drop, and drip.
Finally, the most important part, serve it with a smile and slurp up the handsome.
Heavenly, it's the second coming of coffee.
Wow, this coffee's so handsome, even I'm attracted to it.
Is it me or the coffee that's so hot?
It's definitely the coffee.
Ah, nuts.
No, beans.
I love flicking beans.
Every cup starts right here in glamorous, sunny Los Angeles, Hollywoodland, California. Handsome coffee. They've got beans and brawn. Aw, heck, let's just sing about it.
Put some hot, handsome coffee to your lips. Get better looking with every sip. Try the most attractive coffee we've ever seen. It's the handsome roasted coffee bean.
It's the handsome roasted coffee.
Coffee made handsome.
Hello, handsome.
Warning, may cause sudden effects of handsomeness and good-lookingness.
Hi, I'm Nancy Lombardo. Would you like to do something special this Christmas? Me too. So this Christmas, instead of sponsoring some silly little third world child, why not sponsor me, Nancy Lombardo, an American? For just pennies a day, barely the cost of a cup of Prozac, you can be my sponsor. Just imagine what your money can do for me. With your help, I can afford new headshots, resumes, voice lessons, demo reels, and the much-needed psychiatric help my friends have been joking about behind my back. Think about it. You can save me, Nancy Lombardo, an American, or some anonymous foreign kid who will probably just grow up to overthrow our government. I think the choice is simple, America. Don't you?
Yeah. decorations before Halloween has even passed.
Whoa! Hold your horses! You are, like, way too early on this one. You are so impatient.
There is a difference between being ahead of the game and prepared, and then just being a complete a-hole. I think you know which one you are. I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have your Christmas lights and Santa's up before even Thanksgiving has passed. It's stores like you that make people feel like they have to put up Christmas decorations way too early, so that no one even acknowledges that it's not time for candy canes and presents. It's time to eat way too much and give thanks. And I only bring up Christmas decorations because you never see Hanukkah or Kwanzaa decorations up before December. Why do you guys have to be all early about it? Maybe you should take a lesson. They're not as selfish, okay? They know how to respect pilgrims and Native Americans. So I hope this made you think about what you've done. And maybe if you stop for a second to give thanks to those people who sat down together and decided, hey, you stole our land and raided our villages, but we're gonna try and get along. I hope you take a minute to respect them, okay? And then maybe you won't get cold for all 8 days of Hanukkah, or in your stocking, or in your Rastafarian hat. Love, Camille. These are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
Hey, Curly Wimbersile, what are you doing? Listen, Mo, I like the classics. I'm a very refined guy. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, yeah? What's so refined about you? I love the classics like Lucy and Ricky Ricardo. I also love my friend Nancy Lombardo. Knock, knock, knock. Hey, that's a great idea. When is she on? Right now. And don't be lady-o, because she'll bust your blues on Blog Talk Radio. Knock, 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 knock.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier! Didn't know you were getting multilingual, go, right?
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean. But you don't care how many tears I cried. And though you only leave me on and hurt me, say goodbye. Cause everybody's somebody's fool. Everybody's somebody's plaything. And there are no exceptions to the rule. Yes, everybody's somebody's fool. I told myself it's best that I forget you.
welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita.
My,
what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, I don't know, it's fine, it's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this, please, please, please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch, 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 ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think up a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Here's our secret, here's our secret, here's our secret,
here's our secret, here's our secret, here's our secret. Oh, respect the land, treat with care, turn the soil everywhere, burn some wood in your teepee, peace is this called peyote. There's our secret, there's our secret, there's our secret. Oh, there's our secret, there's our secret, there's our secret. Oh.
Because it's free.